Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you have joined us today for this online service. And so what I invite you to do today as we begin this service is just to close your eyes for a moment and to hold in your mind's eye some of the people that you love, some of the people that you care about. Perhaps it's somebody who's having a little bit of a hard time in this world. And just to send them some of your love. To imagine the energy of your love wrapping itself around them and lifting them up. And as you do that, to also see that person standing in their own authentic wholeness and their own authentic power. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending that person a blessing. And so how wonderful it is to get to participate in blessing each other in that activity of blessing. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, Carol Borwick, forward right now. She's going to start our service off by doing an invocation as we invoke or evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, to let go of the busyness of your day, and to just become centered in the beingness of your own self. To allow the sound of this bowl to just help you slow down a little bit.
So on this beautiful day, I see the abundance of gifts. I awaken to life. I awaken to the knowing that I am one with all life, and that life is for me, and that life is for each of us. I know this morning right now that the powerful, loving presence of the divine is with me and is with each person, waiting to unfold its highest expression of us as we turn within to it. Today I bless Reverend Jennifer and her message. I know that we each receive something that helps us to grow in our trust and faith in God. I speak for each person in our service today. We are all blessed. And I speak for each person in our world. Mm-hmm. May they know, may each person know that they are one with life, that we are all one, and that life is for us. I give thanks for this beautiful day, and I say, and so it is. Good morning. My reading today is by Ernest Holmes from his book 365 Science of Mind. And I've entitled it, The Divine Presence is Right Where I Am. we do not all have the same gifts because no two anythings are ever alike. Nature never reproduces anything identically. And there are diversities of operations. We are all engaged in different types and sorts of activities that express the unique individualization that each one of us is. But it is the same God working in all of us. This is one of the most terrific concepts we could entertain, that out of all the variations of life, the infinite variety of color and form and people, one power is working, one life is being expressed, one energy is animating, one presence flowing through all. The one mind is working in and through us now, not as big or little, or hard or easy, but merely spontaneous self-expression. Behind every act is the strength of the universe. Diffused through every human activity is the divine presence. All the power there is, and all the presence there is right where I am. Behind all is the infinite. Therefore, everything is possible. Mm-hmm. And so it is.
Nice, nice, nice. Very nice. Thank you, Carol. And so I'd like to share with you now Living Beyond Limits' mission statement. And so it goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. What that means is that as we awaken to the truth that that infinite presence and all that it is lives within us, that it is actually the very essence of our own spirit, it is that which we have come from, that which we come forth out of, and that which we come as to this planet. And that means then that all the characteristics and qualities of the infinite are present within us. Peace is present. Love is present. Wholeness is the truth of who we are. Power is innate to our being. Joy, beauty, all of those characteristics are innate to our beingness. But what happens is as we come to know that truth, then we come to the world differently. Because then we aren't looking to the world to show us love. Sure, we would prefer to be loved, but we don't require it in order to be okay. We would prefer the world reflect back to us peace. We would prefer that people see us in our own wholeness and in our own authenticity. But when we know that that exists within us, regardless of what's happening in the world, then we can come to the world as love, if it's called for, or as peace. We can stand in our wholeness when people are telling us that we are somehow less than. And as we do that, we act as a beneficial presence in our own lives, and we act in a beneficial presence to this entire world, because everything is part of the whole. Everything is connected to everything else. So as we come from a consciousness of the divine, we act as a blessing to those around us. And so I thank you for answering the call of your own soul, your own divine nature, to be walking this path of remembering, this path of stepping back into who you are, this path of being a beneficial presence in this world, and this path of giving way to the divine itself so that it might be more fully expressed in this world. So thank you for that. And so, my talk. And so, How easy is it to get caught up in problems? You know, whether it's a personal problem that you are having in your own life, whether it's an issue that you're having with your spouse or with a coworker or with your neighbor, something sometimes that seems unresolvable, or whether it's worrying about a child who seems to not be making good decisions, or whether it's worrying about a health issue or having a financial problem. It's so easy for those problems in our lives to take on gigantic proportions in our own minds. And in turn, then, they become all-consuming. You know, and I think it's just about as easy to get caught up in the problems of the world also, and in turn to feel overwhelmed by what's going on, whether it be climate change or gun violence or world hunger. When we can't see a solution, when we don't see a way out, when we don't see the answer, we can feel overwhelmed and anxious. We can feel depressed and helpless and hopeless. Because we really want to know that there is a solution to our problems, both to our problems individually and to the problems in the world. We want to know that we aren't stuck, but instead that there is actually a way forward, and a way forward that leads to good. And the truth is, there is always a solution to every problem. There is always an answer to every question. There is always, always a way forward. And the reason is because that infinite creative intelligence of the universe is everywhere present. It is at the center of every single moment. It is at the center of every single circumstance. It is ever present, and it is forever revealing itself. But we must look for it. We must look to it. We must open our eyes, our inner eyes, so that we might see it. And so I read a story this week that reminded me of that. And it goes like this. A man whispered, "God, speak to me." And a meadowlark sang. The man did not hear, so he yelled, "God, speak to me." And a symphony played. But the man did not listen. The man looked around and said, "God, let me see you." And a star shone brightly. But the man did not notice. And the man shouted, "God, show me a miracle." And a life was born, but the man did not know. So the man cried out in despair, "Touch me, God, and let me know that you are here." Whereupon God reached down and touched the man, but the man brushed the butterfly away and walked off unknowingly. That creative intelligence is everywhere present and expressing itself and unfolding itself, even in the midst of your seeming problem. The problem is really that we forget that. We forget that there is a love intelligence that is present. We forget that that presence is greater than anything in this world of form, and that it is greater than anything that is seemingly unlike it. We forget that that creative intelligence is the very foundation of life. It is at the very core of every single thing, that intelligence. It permeates everything. It's the foundation upon which everything is built. And we forget that the creativity of the universe is within us, that it is within each and every single one of us on this planet, all of the time. We also forget that necessity is the mother of invention. We forget that that need is the parent of change and the parent of growth. And so we have seen so many things come forward, even recently, so many changes in our lives that have been born out of necessity, changes in this world, from social changes to political changes to environmental changes. We have seen such an increase recently in renewable energy. We have seen, and I'm sure you've seen, and I think it's amazing, parking lots they're building that have an overhang that creates shade for the cars that are solar panels. I think it's genius. There are now electric cars. There is solar and geothermal and wind and tide power. There are so many things that are happening in renewables and in recycling, and I'd like to share some with you that I read about this week. One says, a new recycling plant under construction in England features technologies that can break down any kind of plastic polymer into its constituent elements for recycling. The new plant that uses superheated steam to obliterate the chemical bonds holding the monomers together. The process is known as hydro-PRS, and it's particularly special due to its ability to break down plastics that would normally fill landfills or incinerated. It can even remove biological material like food scraps clinging to the plastic, an aspect that can sometimes prevent plastic from being recycled. Instead, listen to this, being used to power the boilers that are fueling the recycling. The food scraps power the boilers. What's left are oils and chemicals ready to be resold to manufacturers to make new products, which can be used again and again without becoming unstable. Is that amazing? We have been talking about the huge plastic problem in the world. And I've read things about mushrooms that can eat plastics, and they're working on all sorts of things. Another one that I read said new solar cells can also be transparent. And I'd heard about this. They're being created for home windows, windows in skyscrapers, greenhouse rooftops, and even solar canopies lining highway roads. Advanced new solar technology can even accomplish additional things for homeowners, like panels that gather moisture from the air to generate clean drinking water, while also providing off-the-grid energy. And advanced new rooftop panels even generate power overnight, harvesting energy from the heat dissipating from one's roof back into space after a long day of sun. Engineers have improved solar energy technology so much that new cells are cheaper than analysts could have ever imagined. In fact, they are even more affordable for developing communities than building new fossil fuel plants, while simultaneously being more efficient, more powerful, and longer lasting. And I don't know if you have read about also that there are machines that they have made that capture carbon, which is what the engines emit and one of the greenhouse gases. They're carbon capturing machines. And so the largest incentive prize in history was announced in February to inspire innovators to develop and scale carbon removal solutions that combat climate change. XPRIZE, which sponsors design competitions to solve humanity's greatest challenges, will award $100 million to the three carbon removal innovations. The contest, funded by Elon Musk, is looking for the best solutions that can pull carbon dioxide directly from the atmosphere or oceans and lock it away permanently in an environmentally benign way. I even read this week that they're pulling carbon out of the air and they're putting it into cement. They're building buildings with it. It makes the cement stronger so that it doesn't break down. This goes on to say, to win the competition, teams must demonstrate a validated scale model of their solution at a level of carbon removal of 1 ton of CO2 per day. The objective of the prize is to collectively achieve 10 gigatons per year carbon removal, which is the target by 2050, to help fight climate change and restore the Earth's carbon balance. Every single one of those things is people tapping into that creative intelligence of the universe. It is also reminds me of the fact that electricity has always been present. It was just recognized how to harness it. Electricity has always been present and always been available, but it took someone tapping into it. It took someone harnessing it. It took someone bringing it forward so that it could solve the issues of the day, just like these people are bringing that intelligence forward in a way that will solve the issues of today. And so the title of my talk today is Right Under Your Nose. And I'm talking about that the solution to your problems, the solution to the problems of the world, are already held in mind. That which Ernest Holmes calls mind, consciousness itself, the absolute. The answers, the solutions, the way forward are already wholly and fully held in mind and are available. The answer to every question is already known in that one mind, consciousness, that permeates everything. And so Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, said, "The divine mind is infinite. It contains all knowledge and wisdom, but before it can reveal its secrets, it must have an outlet." We are the inlet for that outlet. Our open minds and open hearts and curiosity and openness are that inlet for that outlet. And so then I think our job begins with trusting that there is an answer. How does that feel? When I trust that there's an answer for climate change, when I trust that there's already an answer for the problems that are going on in the world, I feel a sense of relief. I can let go, my shoulders let go a little bit. So we begin by trusting that there is an answer, whether it's to our problems or the world problems. And then we listen within. We listen to our own intuitive nature, to our own intuition, to that voice that speaks softly within us. We listen to that which is beyond our worrying and fussing mind. And then we do something. We move in the direction of what it is that we want in our lives. Not fighting against what we don't want, but we move in the direction of what it is that we want. And so Ernest Holmes also said, "How much of the infinite good is ours? All of it. And how much of it may we use? As much as we can embody." And so how do you embody the good that you desire? How do you embody the resolution to the issue that you're having with your spouse or with your neighbor? How do you embody greater financial abundance? Or how do you embody greater health? I think you begin by recognizing that your current thinking is not supporting you in what it is that you're wanting to have. That your current thinking is not supporting your desired outcome. It requires a change in your thinking. And then to be willing to have a new thought, to be willing to have a different thought, to be willing to see it differently or to hold it differently so that you might develop a new attitude or a new belief around it. Because once you see it differently and you think about it differently, it changes your attitude and it changes your beliefs and it changes how you come to it. You know, didn't somebody say that the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result? We have to do something differently. We have to see it differently. And so one of the ways that I know of that helps me shift the way that I'm seeing something or shift the way that I'm thinking about it is spiritual practice. Spiritual practice helps me get out of my repetitive thinking. And we can get out of our repetitive thinking, one, by just using affirmations. We can tell ourselves something like, the solution already exists. That solution already exists within me, and I am open to hear it. I am open to understanding it. And it might take doing spiritual mind treatment to shift your thinking so that you can convince yourself of the truth with a capital T. And in that affirmative prayer, you might say something like, the infinite intelligence and love of the universe is unfolding itself right now, for it is unfolding itself everywhere, and is unfolding itself as the answer to my question and as the solution to my problem. For really, in the mind of God, there is no problem. There is only answer. There is only solution. The problem doesn't exist in mind. In that divine mind, we tell ourselves that it is present now. It's here now as the answer and as the solution. And that shifts the way that we feel, and it shifts our expectations, and it shifts our anticipation so that we can bring that into our lives. And it takes listening. It takes listening within. And that takes either silent meditation or journaling, but something where we give ourselves some space from our repetitive thinking so that we can hear something new. And in that journaling, we ask ourselves questions like, what is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to see here? Or how else can I see this than the way that I'm seeing it now? And if you listen to that intuitive voice within, you will be surprised by the answer that you hear, because it is not what your cognitive, rational ego mind thinks of. It's deeper than that. And I've shared this with you before, but it's just such a great story that we were having a Taizé service one time, which is a service of sitting in meditation, listening to readings, and meditating while there's music playing, and meditating in silence, but mostly there's something going on. But it's sitting and being within. And one of our members at the time, Barbara Zunich, told me afterwards, I hate meditating. I don't like this at all. She says, but you know what? While I was sitting there, I've been having a conflict with someone in this club that I belong to, and how to resolve it came to my mind. Exactly. It's just giving your mind a pause, your everyday mind, so there can be some space for some wisdom to come forward, for some insight, for something deeper than what your everyday mind thinks of. Listening enables us to get past our story. Sitting in the silence enables us to get past our story. It enables us to get past our worry and our mind chatter so that we can hear the wisdom of our soul, the wisdom of our own divine nature. And that wisdom speaks softly. It doesn't speak as loud as our everyday thinking. It speaks softly, so we must create space and quiet so that we can hear it. And when it speaks, there is no doubting it. It is so clear. You know, and I've shared this story with you also, that I remember when I was in ministerial school and everyone around me was fretting. Do I really want to do this? Why am I working this hard? Why am I doing this? And I was sitting in meditation in my living room during that time, and I heard the words inside of me, for this you were born. It was so deep and so clear That's how that inner knowing is. And I have had so many times in my life of journaling where I am stuck in a problem and I hear wisdom that comes forward about how to resolve it or what to do. And it's amazing. It's not the thinking of my everyday mind. And so we listen for that voice. We listen in the silence. We listen in our journaling. It gets us past the chatter. And then we move in the direction of what we want. Do something and do something different. Do something new. Do something different than what you do all the time. And to also know that right in the midst of what's happening, God is right there. That it is guiding you and it is leading you. That it is in the midst of your challenge and it is right in the midst of whatever challenge is facing the world right now. And that not only is it guiding you, but that it is leading and guiding every single one of us on this planet. Know within yourself that the answer exists and rest in that knowing. In Carol's reading today, she said, back of our smallest act is the strength of the universe. Behind all our thoughts is the infinite thinker. Diffused through every human activity is the divine presence. Look for that. Just like the butterfly landed on the man's arm, look for that divine presence in the words and the actions and the decisions of humanity. Look for it and trust it and know that the answer exists. Your knowing it creates space for it. And so remember that the fullness of the divine is all around you. It fills your life. It is within you, and that it contains all of the wisdom and all of the creativity that you could ever need in your entire life. Know that that intelligence of life permeates everyone and everything. See that in your meditations. And know that God gives and gives to all and gives to all alike. Know that your consciousness is that outlet. It is the outlet for the outpouring of truth and of love and of peace and of good and of power and of wisdom and intelligence. And so my invitation to you this week is when you find yourself in the midst of a challenge, when you find yourself feeling stuck, to remember that the solution already exists. To be willing to entertain a new thought, a different thought, a new perception. And listen to the wisdom of your own soul, to the wisdom of your own divine nature. Treat, write, meditate, do whatever you need to do to get past the chatter so that you can hear that wisdom. So you can hear the wisdom so that you can act anew. So be a part of the solution and a part of your solution. And when we do that, we will be evolving our own lives and we will be evolving life itself, so that it is in alignment with the divine and with the divine plan for humanity. And so thank you again for walking this path. Thank you for being a beneficial presence in this world. Thank you for answering the call of your soul, even when it's challenging, even when it looks hard, to be willing to come forward with the spiritual answer and the spiritual solution, so that this world will be blessed. And so blessings to each and every single one of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I turn my attention to the truth of that omnipresence of spirit, omnipresence of infinite potential and infinite intelligence. Everywhere I look, in everything I see, I witness that presence. For it is the very presence of life itself. And I see it permeating every single plant and tree and animal and butterfly. I see it permeating every single person that is walking on this planet. That it is unfolding itself in the minds and the thoughts and the hearts of every single person. I recognize that as it lives in each one of us, that right now it is knocking on the hearts of each one of us. It is knocking on the minds of each one of us, revealing its way and its secret, revealing truth and oneness and love, revealing perfect solutions and ways forward, revealing innate power and goodness and wholeness. And so I know that we can never be separate or apart from this one, for it is our very own divine nature. It is the very essence of our soul, of our spirit. And today, that speaks clearly to each of us. It speaks clearly and profoundly. It guides us and it leads us in creating a world that works for everyone, in creating a world that overflows with good, in literally creating heaven on earth. For that is what is happening. And so we lean into that truth and trust it and call it forward in this material world. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself now because we have said yes to it. And we are the conduits through which it comes into this world. And so with that, I say thank you, God, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is that next week we will be at Hartwell Park at 10 o'clock for a Sunday service. I invite you to join us for that. If you don't know where we meet, you can check out our Facebook page, Living Beyond Limits, a member of Centers for Spiritual Living. If you would like to get on our email list, you can email us at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we will send you out our invitations and let you know what we are up to. We are doing connection and spiritual practice on Thursday nights right now at 7 p.m. We would love to have you join us for that. It is intimate conversation and heart connections and doing some spiritual practice together and getting to do some introspection and share with each other. It's from 7 to 8:30 on Thursdays. We'd love to have you join us. We are beginning a new workshop that is called Keys to the Spiritual Path that begins on June 24th. I believe that I'm teaching it at 12:30 and again at 7 p.m. So if you would like to join us for that, the cost is $35. Email me or text me or call me if you have my information, and I will get you signed up for class. It's going to be 3 weeks, and it's going to be really about the path of the mystic, which is having a direct experience of the presence of God and looking at some of those golden threads of the other world religions and how they fit in with our philosophy. So it should be really great, and I hope to see you there. We are doing Ministry of Prayer still, so if you have a prayer request, you can send it to Barbara Conant. She also has prayer shawls, so if you would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, contact her, or you can email me at Living Beyond Limits again, and we will get that prayer request out to the practitioners. We will get you a prayer shawl and get that prayed up for you. So until I see you next week, know that you are loved and that you are held in our hearts.